The Alpinar Verrucano. The mainly red, partly green, gray, or brown sediments of the Alpinar Verrucano and the overlying Alpinar Buntsandstein are not restricted to small basins like the earlier sediments. On the contrary, they can be found from northern Germany to Poland and down to Italy. They were deposited in the same way under the same conditions as the underlying older sediments, although the climate was more humid. Therefore, the transportation distance was longer, and the debris, consisting mostly of resistant quartz, became well-rounded and smaller. At that time, the Earth's crust also broke open in this region, and intensive volcanic activity started. Remnants of lava flows can be found in the sandstones as very finely grained green layers. Such volcanic flows and pipes are well known from Bartholomeberg, as they are the host rocks of ores like gold, silver, copper, or iron. In some parts, uranium or barite can be found as well. They are the source of the ore deposits that were mined starting from the middle of the Bronze Age, about 1500 BC. At the time of deposition, vegetation was more well developed, due in part to the finely grained sediments that offered living space for worms, whose burrows can still be found. The reason that the rocks are predominantly red is because the color red is the result of various processes of erosion, oxidation, or rust formation from iron in the deposits, and proves that there was a prevailing hot climate with occasional rainfalls at the time that this deposit built up, enabling the formation of rust.